Kedvach, we hope you had the most enjoyable of Shabbos as we continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel, Areni Kaparis Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Hosea, and we are going to cover Perek Yud Beis, and in the context of this Perek, we're still going to come back to last week's Haftorah, the Haftorah for Parshas Vayetze. But before we get there, Hosea continues with this castigation about Ephraim and Malchus Yisrael. Sibavani bechachash Ephraim uvimir mabeis Yisrael. Ephraim surrounded me with lies and with deceit. The kings of the Aseres Hashvatim, all the way around Yehuda, od rod im kelvim kedoshim neman. At least as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, Malchus Yehuda is still with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ephraim roeh ruach verodev kadim kol ayom kazav v'shod yarbeh. Ephraim joins the wind and chases the east wind. All day he's involved in deceit. Right? Uvrisim ashur yichrosu. He keeps joining together to hang out with the people from Ashur and from Mitzrayim. But Hashem has contention with Yehuda with this situation. And to visit upon Yaakov according to his ways, according to his deeds. So they shouldn't wonder when he goes ahead and puts on them. In the womb, he sees his brother's heel, Yaakov. And with his strength, he strove with a malach. In other words, I did this all by him. I held him by the heel as a sign that he'd be a master. And of course, as we read in this week's parsha, that Yaakov Avinu was able to go ahead and strive with in Malach, and he would prevail. And Beis El, you should find him, and there he speak with us. In other words, the Malach cried. And when he said, I won't let you go, Kim Beirachtani, as Rashi explains, the Malach was saying, let me go. You'll go and you'll find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Beis El, and I'll agree with you. Now, that Malach was Esav Sar, and he was contesting the brachos. V'Hashem Elokei Atzvakos, Hashem Zecharo, and Hashem is his name. Hashem is the God of the host, just as I was now. That's what I was then, and just as I was then, as I was now, and had you walked with me then, like Yaakov Avinu, I would have acted with you in a proper way. V'Atabe Elokecha Toshuv, and you would have returned with Hashem, Chesed Umishpat Shmor V'Kaveil Elokecha Tamid, and you'd always be able to put your trust in Hashem. Kanan biyado mozne mir malasho kaiv, a famous pasuk. When you talk about Kanan, you should just understand he always has deceitful scales in his hand. You rely on your gain when you're a Canaanite, right, to go ahead and traffic and deceive. Vayomer Ephraim achasharti matzasi only. Ephraim said, I became rich. I found power for myself. Why should I worship Hashem? Kol yigiyai lo yimtzuli avon asher chet. Oh, my effort shall not suffice for the iniquity which is sin. In other words, Yerubim ben Nevat said, surely I became rich. I found a deed for myself. Am Yisrael is ready to deal with me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it would have been better for you not to have been involved in such a situation. V'anochi Hashem Elokecha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Odo Shivcha Ba'ahalim Kimei Moed. I'm Hashem. From Mitzrayim, I made you dwell in tents, as in the days of old, in the early times. And Yaakov was also a Yoshev Oalim. V'dibarti al ha'neviim, v'anochi chazon herbesi, u'biyad ha'neviim adameh. I spoke to the Neviim, and I increased their visions, and to the Neviim, I also assumed likenesses. I appeared to them in many different ways. In Gilad Oven, Achshav Hayu Begilgal Shavar Mizabechu, if there is violence in Gilad, it's because they were vanity. In Gilgal, they were bringing Avodah Zarah, right? And also, Gamiz Bechosam Kegalim Al Talmei Sadai, right? Their altars like heaps on the furrowed field. Right, in that situation. But Yaakov, when he ran away, the Nabi here also goes back and turns to the previous issue before he went ahead and castigated. He turns around and he returns back to what Yaakov was able to do. Through a Navi, Hashem brought up Am Yisrael, so far as you disgrace Nevi'im and make fun of their words. Isn't that through the fact that Hashem brought a Navi that everyone was able to achieve great things? Ephraim provoked his creator, and therefore his blood shall be cast upon him, and his disgrace Hashem will put upon him. In other words, Hashem says he's going to be in much trouble because Ephraim has made his averus worse. And of course, what's going to happen as a result becomes the end result of what will be the function of the ultimate couple of prakim of Sefer Hosea, as we're getting ready to complete it in this upcoming week. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us a wonderful vach and good things to come.